You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, today I have Glenn Campbell on the line, and he is founder and CEO of the BSI Method, and he's going to let me tell you something. For all of you that have been listening to this show for a long time, when it comes to branding, when it comes to authentic personal branding, Glenn is the guy, so I'm excited to get into this episode. First off, Glenn, just want to welcome you to the show.
Oh, thank you, Adam. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
All right. So today we'll talk about discovering your best self-identity and how it will help you live a full life. But before we get into that, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Glenn, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Glenn, what mission matters to you?
There's only one mission for me. It's very clear. As a personal branding expert, of course, I've done my own personal branding. And my mission, Adam, is that I am the light that awakens leaders to higher self-realization. That's it.
It's awesome. Love bringing experts on the line to share why they do what they do, how they do what they do, and you know what we can all learn from it, because we all have different experiences and expertise that make us all unique. So great to have you on the show, Glenn. And I guess just to get us started here, I mean, tell me a little bit more about your background. Like, how did you get started in this personal branding space?
Well, when I left school, I went to university, and of course I did a commerce degree with a major in marketing. And so that's really where I started to focus on this whole subject of understanding what a brand really is, a real brand, not a pretend brand. And then after that, of course, I finished that first undergraduate degree, and I did a second undergraduate degree, which was a degree in psychology. And that really began my career in brand strategy and communications. I went straight out of university into one of Australia's leading brand strategy companies, and then worked in brand strategy and communication companies like Saatchi & Saatchi and Leo Burnett across the planet, across four continents. I've lived and worked in New York, Madison Avenue. I've lived and worked in Chicago. I've lived and worked in Hong Kong, Singapore, London, throughout Europe, and of course through the Asia Pacific region. And I've been the chief executive of four significant brand strategy companies in that time. Then 15 years ago, I started my own company, where I shifted my focus from organizational brand strategy to leadership brand strategy, personal branding.
And so I've seen, and I talk about this all the time, but I always feel like it helps to hear from someone else, because I'm biased on mine. I'll be upfront. Obviously, I'm a media guy, so that's all I do all day long, is I'm working with people and trying to get their name out there and their stories out there when appropriate, of course. And to me, like, things have shifted. Once upon a time, you could be under this big banner. Like, my background's finance, so I work for large finance companies. And, you know, you could be under this big banner. You could sit behind the desk, corner office, big windows, and a client comes in, and okay, boom, that's your client. That's your brand. That's who you are. You don't really have to do anything else other than that for people to understand your credibility. Now, what I've seen kind of in the market is with social media, not just social media, but just the other ways that we're connected, whether it's podcasts, social media, doesn't matter what it is, but there's so many other ways to be connected and to be found, that personal brand now in my world, I feel like it's more important than it ever was. Like, it's not just for celebrities anymore, for athletes. Now you know, you're an accountant, you're a CPA, you're a C-level exec, especially, like, it's not just the CEO who has to, you know, when people find them, you could be middle management. And if somebody's looking into you and doing work with your particular department, like, you got to be able to be found. I'd be interested to hear your take and your perspective on that.
Well, I think for the first comment is that personal branding, for want of a better term, I call it that because I think most people understand that. But really what I'm talking about is the discovery of your true higher self. And that's the key. And so that can't be described, in a title like CEO or, you know, business manager or any of these other titles. That's a title. That's something you have. That's not something you are. And I think the key to this is to, you know, let go of all these kinds of things and say, well, that's not really me. That's not my personal brand. That's just a title. That's something I do. It's not who I am. And so what I do with leaders, especially because I love working with leaders, because leaders have this massive influence on people. And if they discover who they really are as their true higher self, their source self, then, of course, that's going to influence other people to want to do that as well. And that's a key thing. That's a really important thing, especially now, Adam, more than ever, because we're living in times of extreme chaos, aren't we? Confusion, uncertainty, insecurity. And so you cannot battle external uncertainty with internal uncertainty. You're just going to have more uncertainty and fear. And so, you know, what I want to do is help people to go into this state of unwavering internal certainty. And the only way to do that is to know who they really are and why they're here. You know, to answer those two primordial questions that have plagued humanity for time immemorial, who am I and why am I here? And so that's hasn't got much to do with, you know, what my title is or what my work is. In fact, once you discover who you really are, you'll discover your true passions in life, your true meaning, your true raison d'etre, your reason for being. And then what happens is, you know, the work that you do is usually in symbiotic relationship with that. You know, that's where your passions flow from. And so, you know, this whole idea of discovering who you really are and why you're here is really the key to it all. And what I find is it has an enormous impact on how people think, on the words they use, you know, how they express themselves, how they express themselves in their family life, their work life, in their relationships, their ability to connect with people. And so while you also talked about social media. Well, social media is there. It's just a mechanism. It's a tool. But what really we're talking about here is who is the person behind that is looking to connect, and how are they going to connect in an authentic way as their true self? And when people do that, they're really coming from the heart, Adam. And so they're expressing their true authentic heart desires, and when they do that, of course, they connect more readily. And you know, one of the things you love to talk about is money. And when people are vibrating at the higher level of energy of who they really are, well, of course, they attract more money as just a, you know, as a simple and easy consequence of that, because they're vibrating at that level. They're not vibrating at a level of fear or scarcity or uncertainty or, you know, disappointment or anger or any of those low vibrational energies. They've kind of elevated their vibrational energy up to their true higher self, who they are. And of course, when they talk, as you and I did at the early start of this, you said, Glenn, you are, and you express my title. Well, that's not who I am. That's just a title. That's something I have. It's not who I am. You know, who I am is actually quite different to that. And so, you know, this process of discovery for leaders is an massively liberating thing. You know, it's where true freedom lies, because when people know who they are and why they're here, then any external circumstance becomes just something that is. It's not a problem. It's not something to be feared. It's something to be embraced, because they're in this kind of empowered sense of self, where they know they have the power and they have the control. And they can, and I don't mean that from a negative perspective, I mean self-control, self-awareness. This kind of expanded consciousness that is massively enthusiastic and positive and optimistic. And so when people discover their true higher self, everything changes for the better, Adam. That's the game. That's the game I'm in, and that's the game that I want to help leaders to play. And it's a wonderful game.
Tell me more about the BSI method. So what makes it up? What's it composed of?
There's basically several stages in the method, and I'll take you through the first stages in an overview sense. Stage one is about becoming self-aware. Now, if you've read any of the great psychologists on this subject, you'll know that really remarkable leadership stems from self-awareness. Self-awareness is a cornerstone. And you can work that out from the writings of Dr. Daniel Goleman, who's an emeritus professor in psychology and has a number of best-selling books on this subject. And so self-awareness is the key. So stage one of my method, the BSI method, is called becoming self-aware. And that's where I really take leaders through this process of understanding, who they are now and what shaped them, what's their belief systems. And belief has got a lot to do with this. And there's a lot of people who are running their lives from limiting beliefs. And I help them to see these beliefs and understand what they are and understand the current state of programming that they've got in their neural pathways and in their belief systems. And then the second stage is called best self-discovery. And that's where I work with them personally. I do this on a one-on-one coaching basis, Adam, is I help leaders to understand who their true higher self is. And then what we do is start to integrate that into the conscious mind. There's a lot of neuroscience involved in this, by the way, the brain. We start to imprint, create new neural pathways around who they really are, and I help them to discover their true, authentic, higher self. And then the third stage is called progressive actualization, and that's really the integration or the alignment of your conscious mind with your subconscious mind. And once we get the conscious, and the subconscious mind is really the reprogramming of the belief systems. And once we get the belief systems, the subconscious mind, in alignment with the conscious mind, we have this thing called, conscious coherence. And so once we have conscious coherence, basically you have people who transform really into their true higher nature. And when they do that, they become unstoppable, Adam. Everything becomes easier. They're vibrating at very high vibrational energy, the energy of love, not fear, the energy of acceptance, the energy of peace and harmony. And so with that kind of energy, they start, and now I'll talk to you a little bit about quantum physics. There's quantum physics in my program as well. It's the science of energy. And so when they're vibrating at that high level of energy of true self, we know from the science of quantum physics that like energy attracts like energy. And so they start attracting all those things that they are being. And so, and this is what happens. I mean, this is irrefutable, this science. And so what they just naturally start feeling is that more opportunities start flowing to them, the right people start flowing to them, the kinds of connections and relationships they want start flowing to them, and also money and wealth starts flowing to them. Health flows to them, flows from them and through them. And so it's this kind of alchemy of leadership, this high level of being self-aware, this expanded consciousness of leadership is what I call the alchemy of leadership. You become a true magician of life. You really do master what it means to be a leader and what it means to live in harmony and in peace and in prosperity on this planet. It's a truly wonderful thing.
What are the types of individuals you work with? Like, when do you know if somebody's typically going to be a good fit to work with you and your team, whether it's industry, level of career? I mean, does that play a factor? I don't know.
Well, really, I love working with entrepreneurial leaders and business owners, especially because, I believe that business owners, small to medium enterprise, is the lifeblood of economies. Look at any economies in the US, economies in any country, anywhere. Really, the massive amount of GDP from that economy is generated by small to medium enterprise, and they have enormous effect. And I love people who have got the courage to start their own enterprise and be entrepreneurial. So I love entrepreneurial leaders. I love business owners, and I feel that they're the kind of people that I would really love to connect with because they're open, they're interested in change, they're very innovative. When they learn things, they not only learn them, but they apply them. And so their, you know, application is a key part of this program. You can't just learn it and say that was intellectually stimulating for me. It's really about the application. And you know, interestingly, Adam, another part of that question is about 75 to 80% of my client base have been women leaders. I work with a lot of women. It's really interesting. Don't ask me why that is. I mean, it happens that way.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. And the reason I asked that question is because I know that, you know, there's a lot of people that when they listen to something, they're kind of wondering, like, is this right for me? Is this something that is going to help take me to the next stages in whatever type of development they're looking at? And it sounds to me like you're definitely working with the entrepreneurs out there. And I know there's lots of entrepreneurs that listen to this show, so that fit, you know, your market and what you're helping people do. So I think it's great stuff there.
I would say discovering your personal brand is a key success factor in business and in life. That's the way I put it.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Glenn, I just have to say, I know that we're just barely scratching the surface on your content and what you have to offer, but it's been great having you on the show today. That being said, I know there's some individuals that'll be listening to this that want much more Glenn and his team. So, and the BSI method, because again, I know we're just scratching the surface on this one. If somebody wants to follow up and they want to learn more and they want to connect with you and your team, what's the best way for them to do that?
Oh, well, I would just ask people who are really interested in exploring this subject, just email me, Adam. So my email is Glenn, G-L-E-N, at bsimethod.com. And so
fantastic.
I'd be very happy to hear from people, and I will personally respond to everybody. And so, yeah, that's, you know, we're a very personal business here. We're about people. We're about heart connection, Adam. So I would love to hear from people, of course.
Ah, that's great. And to my audience, just to let you know, we'll put all that information in the show notes so that you can connect with Glenn and his team. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging or listening to an episode, we're all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission, their values, you know, why they do what they do, how they do it, and also, you know, so we can all learn and grow together. If that's the type of content that you're into or sounds interesting or engaging, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals just like Glenn coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Glenn, it really has been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Yeah, I've been delighted with the conversation with you, Adam. Fabulous. Thank you.